If it wasn't for the clunky federal hiring practices and slow security clearances, the government would be a highly competitive employer for cybersecurity skilled people. That's a major finding from a survey done by the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Katrina Timlin, an associate fellow at CSIS, joins me with more on the findings published today. Ms. Timlin, another report on the cyber workforce. There have been a lot of these. What are you bringing that's fresh and new to the whole cyber workforce question?
Well, what I think that this report, the main finding of this report and what makes this unique is that our finding that, you know, there are factors that are more important than pay that influence people at the high end of the cybersecurity workforce. So this report is also unique in that it focuses on specific skills in cybersecurity. So these are the cutting edge skills that are most scarce in this field. And then diving deeper into that, we look at kind of what motivates these people when seeking employment, when deciding to stay with their employers. And the most interesting finding was that pay was actually ranked third in terms of motivating factors, and that engaging in challenging work and paying for training and a flexible schedule was more important to people at the higher end of the skill set than base salary.
What is the higher end? How do you define that?
So we looked at another report on higher-end skills in cybersecurity that DHS put out. And so looking at skills like penetration testing, digital forensics, and then we did some interviews to see if those were still the right skill sets that were kind of at the higher end of the technical spectrum and also the ones that are most in demand. So we looked at reports. We complemented that with interviews that we did with employers and professionals in this field, and then kind of broke that down in our survey by asking people how they allocated their time on a daily basis, and then if they selected these skills that we identified as higher end and did that daily or often. Those are the ones whose answers we teased out from the general pool of survey respondents.
And so if it's not pay that is the primary motivator, and the other aspects that you mentioned are the motivators, such as flexibility and so forth and getting coverage for training, does that mitigate in favor of the federal government being able to hire the high performers?
Oh, yeah. I think that the federal government can take heart in this finding because, you know, there's a lot of concern that it's a bidding war, that the federal government can't compete. And while, you know, a certain baseline pay probably needs to be met, there's an opportunity to be flexible and creative in how you hire these people and then kind of what tasks you provide for them. So with that in mind, you know, it gives the federal government some opportunities to attract top talent that are outside of pay. For example, you know, training stipends or opportunity. I think that the key thing that motivates these people is engaging tasks, and that's defined in variety. So having the ability to be exposed to different types of cybersecurity problems and having flexibility in not just solving the same problem over and over, but applying your skills in different ways in different areas. And I think in that case, the federal government does such interesting work in cybersecurity that being able to offer a variety in tasks is something that is unique in the federal government because there are certain tasks in cybersecurity that the federal government does that no other companies can do. You know, if you think about NSA and some of the work that they do, that's a very unique opportunity for people in this
sure.
field that they wouldn't get elsewhere.
We're speaking with Katrina Timlin, Associate Fellow in the Strategic Technologies Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. And what about, we've been talking mainly about technology skills and tech skills, people on the lines of cybersecurity. What about cybersecurity management? That's part of the workforce also. And do these same dynamics apply at that level?
One of the interesting findings that we had in terms of management is that you know, people with these technical skills want to advance and be recognized, but not necessarily go into a management role. There are certain things that are true across the board. And the main one was that engaging in challenging work is something that attracts both technical and non-technical people. So that is something that can be done in a variety of different ways. So, for example, we then drill down to what does make work engaging and challenging for both managers and technical personnel. And it's really exposure to diverse and high-impact security projects. And being in an industry that prioritizes cybersecurity or an agency that prioritizes cybersecurity, you know, if you're in this field, you want to know that your work is valued and you're not seen as a cost center or purely a risk management, but that you're an integral part of your agency's goals and missions.
It sounds like then the federal government really has no excuses for not being able to recruit the people it needs in cyber.
Well, one could say that. I think that there's, you know, certain challenges and things that are unique in the federal government in terms of the hiring process that has been recognized and people are trying to fix. I'm talking about clearances and the length it takes from hiring. I think that those have largely been discussed and acknowledged, but this kind of puts a further emphasis that, you know, that these are issues that should be speedily resolved if they want to be competitive.
Sure. So if you could equalize the process then from hiring standpoint, from government and industry, then the mm-hmm. government would be competitive.
Yeah, there's no reason to think that they wouldn't be competitive. I mean, you can't really get if you're doing these hunt team missions for the NSA, that's something that you can't do in the private sector. And especially if someone's driven with a sense of mission, wanting to serve their country, you know, this is a very appealing task that I think that people are engaged and want to do. You know, there is a bit of stigma against some of the things that government is doing in with the Snowden leaks have some kind of fallout in the appeal of going to government. But I think that on the most part, that there's some elements of government that are doing the most cutting edge and engaging tasks in cybersecurity that will appeal to a wide variety of people, especially these higher level technical experts.
Katrina Timlin is Associate Fellow in the Strategic Technologies Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
We'll have a link to her study and also this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.